Hi, I'm Jeff Hampton, and welcome to the Legacy Builders Podcast. I have helped hundreds of investors protect their assets and maximize cash flow in order to help them create a path to generational wealth. Too often, hardworking high performers find that the structure of their investments not only cause liability, but also create tax issues. And it is my job as a lawyer to ensure that it is never the case. Each week, I will provide the tools, the tips, and the strategies to create maximum wealth in real estate and other investments, as well as interview some of the most successful people that have created their own path to legacy wealth. Have you ever wondered how the rich hide their money and their assets from everyone? I'm going to break down all the secrets, including the little-known secret of international trusts. Imagine this: a billionaire amasses a large real estate, business, and stock portfolio. What do you think someone who amasses this kind of wealth is primarily concerned about? Number one, how can he pass down his generational wealth without his heirs squandering it? I mean, after all, your kids don't know what you know about making money, and they've been riding your coattails. How can you possibly trust them not to squander it? Number two, how can you protect yourself from the government and all the predatory lawyers out there looking to get a piece of what you have worked so hard to achieve during your life? Now, the answer to number one is a trust strategy that goes all the way back to the Rockefellers that allows you to protect your wealth from your heirs while also making sure that wealth will last for generations to come. I will cover that on a future video, but what about the government actors and the predatory lawyers looking to come and take a bite out of your fortune? This is where advanced asset protection strategies that the wealthy have known about for half a century come into play. Here's what you have to understand about the wealthy versus the common man. The common man wants to get so rich that they can buy their mansion, their exotic car, and their private jet. In fact, they want to show it off so that others will envy their wealth. But owning your wealth comes with consequences. Why? Because when you legally own your wealth, bad actors and predatory lawyers want to sue you any chance they get. Not only that, but governments want to tax you to death and pull you back down to where everyone else is at. That is precisely why some of the ultra wealthy people that I have represented as an asset protection lawyer desire to own nothing. Because ownership sucks. Instead, they want to control their assets as if they owned it, without actually owning it. In other words, they can still use the private jet, the exotic car, or the mansion without it ever being in their name. In fact, there is no doubt that there are Russian oligarchs and other nameless, faceless people out there that agree controlling their wealth without owning it gives them all the benefits while limiting their risk. The wealthy don't want their name on the legal papers because when you have ownership, taxes follow you, liability follows you, fame and attention follow you. By owning nothing but controlling everything, the ultra wealthy are able to avoid the liability concern, minimize their tax burden, and assure they have very little attention because on paper, they look completely poor. That's the name of the game. In fact, it makes me wonder how many ultra wealthy people are out there that we don't even know who they are because they have complete privacy and they're pulling the strings in the background. Who else is not on the Forbes list of the wealthiest who is in actual control of the world's wealth that we don't even know about because they have used entity structures to create privacy and shield them from liability? So, how do you control your wealth without being a target to everyone else? Simple. The ultra wealthy have taken advantage of the legal system to create tools that allow them to control everything but appear to be as broke as the common man on the street. That brings us to the concept of a trust. A trust is like a corporation but set up for your family instead of shareholders. When you set up a trust, you can put your money, your businesses, and your real estate into the trust. And once the assets are in the trust, you can invest the money however you want. Not only can you invest how you want, you can set the rules for what happens when you die. But the most important part of a trust, you don't own your assets anymore. The trust owns your money, your businesses, and your real estate. Now you can run the trust as the trustee, or you can have separate entities or even a charity run the trust so that on paper, you might appear to only be worth a paltry $5 million, but in reality, your net worth could be closer to $1 billion. How is this possible? Because the bulk of your money is hidden away in various trusts. The great part? Because these trusts do not belong to you, your money is protected if you get sued. Literally, they cannot come after the money in the trust because it is not yours anymore. And if you manage your personal finances properly, there's not much for them to go after there either. Finally, why do the ultra wealthy consider a trust? Because in the United States, we have the highest tax rate upon death of anywhere in the world. In other words, if you are ultra wealthy and you don't use these strategies we're talking about, you could stand to lose over 40% of your net worth when you die. A trust provides a means for your heirs to access your estate without Uncle Sam raiding the piggy bank. So, what is one of the specific strategies that you can use? Let's start with the first surefire strategy that works like a charm for the ultra wealthy, but may not be practical for the rest of us. The Foreign Asset Protection Trust. Before I jump into this, let me start by saying never use these strategies for tax evasion. If there is one thing that we've learned over the years, that if you try to use strategies to avoid the IRS, they are going to come after you. In fact, the IRS just hired thousands of new agents and they are going to crack down on pure tax evasion. Now, what about everyone else who wants to take your money? Enter the Foreign Asset Protection Trust. What is this? A Foreign Asset Protection Trust is an international trust set up in a country for the purposes of asset protection and preferential tax treatment. How did all this start? Way back in 1984, a small island in the South Pacific Ocean by the name of the Cook Islands established the very first asset protection trust. It's designed to create a legal entity protection to ignore all other countries' judgments, including the United States. In other words, if someone sued you, won the lawsuit, showed up in the Cook Islands demanding to get your money out of the asset protection trust, their request and their judgment would be worthless. The Cook Islands went even further. They said that if an attorney tried to sue you in the Cook Islands and threw everything in the kitchen sink against the wall, and then later on realized they needed to narrow down their arguments, the Cook Islands would throw out the entire case altogether. In other words, attacking lawyers would not be allowed to conduct fishing expeditions, which happens in the United States all the time. Now, what happens if the attacking attorney decides to proceed forward and bring the lawsuit in the Cook Islands anyway? How much proof does the attacking attorney need in order to win his case? In the United States, you only need a preponderance of the evidence, which means 51%. In order to win a civil lawsuit for money damages. Not so in the Cook Islands. If that greedy lawyer wants to bring the lawsuit against you, he's going to have to prove his case beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the same standard that's required in the United States in order to send a man to prison. Finally, the Cook Islands makes it really hard on the attacking attorneys because they don't allow these attorneys to take these cases on contingency fees. That means if the person that's mad at you wants to bring a lawsuit against you in the Cook Islands, they're going to have to pay their lawyer at an hourly rate. Do you have any idea how expensive that is? That would avoid most lawsuits from ever moving forward. What if the attacking attorney and his client lose the lawsuit against you? They can just go home and lick their wounds, right? Nope. In the Cook Islands, the loser must pay the fees and the costs of the winner. In other words, winner takes all. What if you're just thinking about bringing a lawsuit in the Cook Islands? Instead of a really long statute of limitations like most countries have to bring lawsuits, the Cook Islands has a very short statute of limitations, many times as short as 6 months. And if you miss the deadline, you're out of luck. What does all this mean? It means if someone really wanted to attack your wealth in the Cook Islands, they would have a very difficult time finding an attorney to take the case because most attorneys are not going to want to take the risk of getting involved in this lawsuit when they have so many hurdles ahead of them. Now, does this mean you avoid all taxes in the United States? No, no. In fact, you must still file IRS forms disclosing your role and the assets being held in the trust. And if you fully move your assets offshore into the trust, you must still comply with the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. But hey, If you're super wealthy, that's a small price to pay to make sure someone can never take your assets. Now, when I say never, how well do these asset protection trusts really work? Some of the biggest guns with all the power in the world have attempted to sue a Cook Islands trust. Number one, the Federal Trade Commission. In 1995, the case of FTC versus Affordable Media showed the Federal Trade Commission trying to break through a Cook Islands trust. They completely failed. In fact, the best they could do was a temporary freezing of the assets. The end result? The Federal Trade Commission settled for 10 cents on the dollar. Number two, the IRS. In 2008, in the case U.S. versus Grant, the IRS attempted to break through a Cook Islands trust. The result? They failed. Finally, number three, the Securities and Exchange Commission. In 2010, in the case of SEC versus Salo, the SEC attempted to break through a Cook Islands trust. The end result? You guessed it, they failed. Now, if these government agencies with unlimited funding and total power under the federal government could not break through these trusts, you can understand why the ultra wealthy want to use it to both shield their assets and protect them from everyone. What about all the rest of us peasants? Unfortunately, this strategy is not ideal for those of us that are not ultra wealthy. Why? Because not only are these strategies expensive to set up and maintain, but you lose control over the trust assets. Because under a foreign asset protection trust, the foreign trustee must maintain title over the assets. That makes it impractical for those of us just starting to accumulate wealth through real estate, businesses, and other strategies. So, what can you do to protect the assets you have? Well, there's this powerful asset protection strategy to protect your up-and-coming wealth and the real estate you own. It's right here up on the screen, and I'll see you over there.